Blog Talk Radio.
Bienvenidos a México.
Gracias, señorita. Gladly appreciate it.
Ay, me gusta lo que veo. Vamos a la playa y copa conmigo.
Sí, vámonos. Sí, I like your time. You have enjoy your time.
¿Qué quieres, mi amor? Pero tengo todo lo necesario.
Mamacita, well, let's go on and make it happen.
Yeah. Everywhere that I go, they hollering on me. Tequila shots and Patron, I'm in New Mexico. When the hell I'm going home? Just when I told myself I needed a vacation, surrounded by the poker and conversations with Haitians. See my plug is bigger than yours, we call them Sosa. Living like my dash is in salt on my Corona. Call me Papa Chulo, Mama Cito ain't your address. Tequila, see your mo, who's side toasting with glasses? I'm in my night kit, game with a bite chick, trying to pry your heart away from my sleeve like vice grip. On that Jose, talking with Jose on that patio. They say that us Americans, none of your damn possession. Your neck, Cartier frames right by the palm tree. Tell a little mama to go on and let my palm sweet. Oh, she finished fly, oh yeah, I can feel it. City running numbers on up, oh yeah, she did it. Everywhere that I go, they hollering on me.
Great people, and I was pleased at the media coverage But I also wanted, and we had a nice crowd, but I would have loved to have seen a bigger crowd because we know there's more people that's in favor of this than not. But I also understand the timing and the date of it. A lot of people were at work at that time, but it's getting a very good response. So what are your thoughts on the one that we just had in October?
Yeah, well, I'd love to see more people come too. As far as the one that's coming up, it's looking to be about the same amount of people. We have three times the people interested, but the ones that are dedicated to coming or committed to coming are about the same. We need masses out there for the politicians to even pay us any attention. What we need is to open their eyes. Because if we don't open their eyes, they're just going to laugh us off and say, you know, well, they don't really mean anything. You know, they don't need anything. they're fighting a hopeless fight because they can't get the people behind them. And that's, you know, I can't go up under everybody and strike a match, tell them, get off the couch, let's go. But, you know, I'm doing what I can do. And what we do need are the people. We need bodies. We need people out there to make a showing. And that,
yes,
because everybody is sick, and everybody needs this medicine, whether they want it or not. Recreational, people hollering recreational. There is no such thing as recreational. It's all medicinal because you're putting the CB1, CB2 receptors in your body to stop the on progress of the aging diseases.
Yes. But I want to, for one, I want to congratulate you for what you're doing. And that's a core group, but it's a very dedicated core group. But like you said, these politicians, their only fear is numbers. So I want to urge all my listeners, if you can, send in a letter to your politicians, to elected officials, to let them know that you support full legalization. And also, if you can make it down there on Tuesday, February the 9th at 11 a.m. at the Alabama State House, that would do a whole lot of good because that's one way to move a politician. They only move by crowds. Like you said, they'll try to ignore a few people, but when they see a crowd coming, then that's when they'll open their ears up.
And their eyes. And their minds.
Yes. Now tell us some of the speakers you're going to have at this event.
We're going to open it up to basically because we only have an hour at the State House. Since we're only having an hour, we're not having any dedicated speakers. We're opening it up to testimonies.
Yes.
To basically what people have used it and how it has affected them. As far as helping them. That's what we're hoping for.
Okay. What do you think about this talk of a CBD oil bill that's being considered down in Montgomery?
The Lenny's Law?
Yes.
They had the first reading on it on the 2nd of February. That bill has 32 sponsors. 32 representatives sponsoring that bill. Now, it upsets me totally that 32 of the representatives can get on there and sponsor a bill that is no good. Because, yes, CBD may help a few, but look at how many it's leaving behind. Look at how many it's not helping. If 32 people can jump on a bill that can help a few, how come we cannot find one or two that will help do a bill that will do everybody and leave no one out? That is my main gripe with them.
And that is a valid gripe because the only eligible conditions they have now is only seizure disorders that meet a few few definitions under Alabama law, and that's epilepsy or other neurological disorders, or the treatment of epilepsy or other neurological disorders that is diagnosed by a board-certified neurologist under the employment or authority of the UAB department.
No, that's where Lenny Laws changed it. You can use your own physician now.
Okay, now, so, yeah, they opened it up a little bit. So that's
right, they
thing.
Opened it up. You can use your own physician. And saying that, the only catch is it's still illegal. You still can't get it here. You still have to bring it in across state line, which is still illegal. So the only thing, Lenny's law is they opened it up a little bit so your doctor can send a recommendation in now, your own physical doctor, but it's still illegal, so if you get busted bringing it in, it's just your defense.
Okay, well, okay, did they change the application process? Because I know before they had no formal application process to become a patient. And the only way to gain legal access was through SB 174, and that's by obtaining a prescription from a board-certified neurologist. Did they change the application process any?
It can come straight from your own physician.
Okay.
It's no application process. It's just a recommendation from your doctor. You can get it through. Anybody can get it that has a condition, chronic pain. They changed, they added a few more things to it besides, you know, just epilepsy. You can go in and read it under the SB 115 is
okay,
a bill number. SB 115.
Well, I guess we'll get to this part of it later during the process of this. They also, in the first bill, they had no employment protections under that first bill. I wonder if they left that.
They don't have
it
now either.
Okay.
No, that didn't change. And it didn't, you know, my question is, you know, well, even if you do get it brought in and you do get busted for trafficking, how's that going to help the child? Where's that going to put the child if you're a single parent? You know,
a ward of the state. One of the things.
Exactly. You know, who's going to watch the child and medicate the child while you're sitting in jail waiting on bond?
Okay.
You know, it doesn't make any sense. It's a poorly written bill again. And if they can do that and have 32 different sponsors on that, why can they not just legalize it? And we're already falling short. I think they said something like $40,000 up to $200,000 short for this year's budget. Just legalize it. Tax it like they do alcohol and tobacco. And they wouldn't be falling short. And it would be a win-win situation because all patients would have the medicine that we need. And they would have the revenue that they need.
Yes, exactly. If you look at some of the states that legalize it, they're bringing in a lot of money, especially toward their education. And we have here in Alabama, our educational system is just falling
49th in the nation?
Yeah, mainly because our politicians have tried to starve teachers out because teachers tend to vote on the Democratic side, and we have that Republican supermajority down in Montgomery. So they've basically been starving the school system out and trying to run it into the ground, and whatever money is left, they're trying to suck it out. But if you look at these states, how much money they're putting in, like I think in 1 month in Colorado, they give the state back $24 million just for schools. That's not including other taxes the state got, but they put $20-something million toward the state school system. Now, what if Alabama legalized it across the board and we were getting that type of money, even half of that, every 30 days just to go toward our school system?
All right, and the rest go toward the infrastructure that we so dire need.
Yes.
you know, the repairs and of the infrastructure that we are in dire need of, as well as the school, upgrading school aids, the computers, teachers' pay, retired teachers' pensions, you know, everything. Did you hear the State of the State address the other night?
I listened to some of it until it just like it almost made me sick.
Watched
a little bit, but I seen it's. I mean, it's pitiful with Bentley sitting up there covering up the Republican mess they've made down there. And then guess who he had that criminal Mike Hubbard sitting right behind him. It was just a farce.
Right. And he's sitting there saying, well, they're going to do this, and they're giving the teachers this, that, and the other. Where's the money coming from when they're already in the hole? You know, and just like Senator Ross said, Quentin Ross, he said he was very disappointed with the speeches because where's the money coming from? Nobody knows where that money's going to come from that he's promising out.
And he harped on... He went back to the political thing that's playing out in Washington. Now, I know we had Remington bring some jobs here, and Bentley may have felt like he had to give them a shout-out, but he played on into this hysteria of Obama's going to take your guns. I mean, he's sounding just like the corrupt politicians in D.C.
Right. I mean, I had this argument, the same argument with somebody. Obama is not taking your guns. They're closing the loopholes and making stronger background checks. What guns you can't get a hold of are the military-style weapons that don't need to be on the street. Your hunting guns, your handguns and stuff like that for your own protection, you know, they're not taking those away from you. They're not trying to.
That's why I said... Bentley has gotten like the other people in D.C. that they're playing upon their voter base who are not educating themselves to the fact. They're only listening to what they want to hear. They have these feelings anyway, and Bentley is just feeding into this hysteria about your gun's going to be taken. He talked about that stuff just to get away from the mess he and his Republican cohorts have made throughout the state. So if he can deflect some of the attention away from his poor policies and their mismanagement of taxpayer dollars, then that'll get people riled up in his corner.
Right.
He don't have to explain himself how he has really failed his constituents.
Right.
All you got to do, like you said, we're 49th. I mean, how bad can you get?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And then he's talking about he forgets our kids are our future. And they rob the education fund anytime they need money. And you have heard where the education board said if they take any more money that they would be sued, right?
Yes.
That the education board would sue the state.
Yes. And another thing, the settlement that they got, I know some of the money is going to have to go to cleaning up the mess that oil spilled down there, but some of that money can go toward, they can put some of that money back in the education that they raided, but I feel like they're not going to ever put any of that money back that they raided, that they're going to raid it as much as they legally can until it's empty.
He's putting $1.8 billion into repairing the old mansion down at the beach that has been sitting idle since 1997 and boarded up so he can wine and dine future clients. Now, how come
and
he
also,
can't wine and dine future clients in his Montgomery mansion and leave that $1.8 million back into the education fund or the general fund where they say they so broke?
Yeah, and you can bet, you know, it's going to be, you know, people need to keep a close eye on who gets that contract and exactly how that money is spent, because some money is going to be funneled around somewhere. I can almost guarantee it. Now, let's get to now the insurance companies. If this bill does pass, we got one bill passed that's sort of just about unworkable. But what about the insurance companies? Are they speaking up saying that they're going to cover this CBD oil? Or are they just remaining quiet?
They're remaining quiet. They haven't said yay or nay. They haven't even gotten involved with it yet.
Wow.
Because it's still illegal here. It's still illegal basically federally. So they're not getting into it yet.
Wow.
You know, until we can get with the feds and get it through the feds' head that Nixon regime wanted an all-out drug war, and the Schaefer Commission brought them information. Nixon hired the Schaefer Commission to do a report to find out if cannabis was safe or not, to put on the CSA Act list to begin with. He didn't like what the Schaefer Commission found, because the Schaefer Commission found that cannabis didn't even need to be on that list at all. So he shredded those documents, and he went and put it on there anyway. So that's a 42-plus year lie that we have been living, that cannabis was a Schedule I drug. It don't even need to be on the list at all. Now, until we can get through Loretta Lynch's head up there in the feds, until we can get Obama to understand this, until we can get it off the schedule, period, we can't get anybody to understand what's going on. And no insurance company will touch it until we get it legalized from up there.
Yeah, I was disappointed here recently, a few days ago, Obama announced that the cannabis marijuana issue wasn't going to be on any of his top priorities.
Yeah, I saw that.
Year. He sort of turned his back on what the people really want, because we know the majority of people want this legalized.
Right. I saw that. I was not happy at all either.
Yeah, and that's the same with the presidential candidates that we have. You have Hillary Clinton, who refuses to endorse it, and you have Bernie Sanders, who wants to remove all the federal regulations on it.
Exactly. And the others, they just jumped on the bandwagon because they saw how good Bernie was getting people behind him because of it, which they were flip-flopping back and forth to start with.
I think she will eventually flip-flop on that issue, because if you look at the age group that's supporting Bernie and you look at the evidence of what the majority of people want, I think that she's holding out, because she's probably in bed with Big Pharma and a lot of
She is, and Wall Street.
Yeah, she's going to hold on. Yeah, Wall Street, the people that are making all these medicines, they're going to be hurt by it too. But they rather give these dangerous drugs to people than to give them something natural. That's what I can't understand. But it's just a very evil, evil system that has set up to keep people sick and dying.
Well, see, the way I see it is, how many people in the government that are our leaders have the PhD behind their names? How many? Very few. Most of them are lawyers or somebody else, you know. Most of them do not have PhD. They're not doctors. And the ones that are doctors are nuttier than fruitcakes. Just like Bentley.
I was just about to say that, like Dr. Bentley.
Yeah. I don't even call him doctor, because he's nuttier than a fruitcake. But, you know, they know, I mean, for epilepsy, and it states on that paper that it has to have THC, from 1881 they have known and documented that it helps seizures.
Yeah,
goes
they
back
were
that
using
far.
It. Yeah, it goes back real far. They were using it for over 100, it had over 100 different uses. I mean, almost every household had the cannabis oil, and they were taking but besides the oil part of it, and which is, we've pointed out, you can be used in your religious sacraments as well. There's plenty of biblical evidence to support it. But also, I had Chris Rushing on and over Inner Light, and we talked about how it's been used since time immemorial in religious sacraments as well.
Exactly. Exactly.
So the people in Montgomery, this is what kills me. They claim to be ever so much Christian and ever so much Bible thumping, but they're picking and choosing as they thump through that Bible.
Exactly. Exactly. And I will say this. Christ was a healer.
Yes.
And God gave us on the third day. In Genesis 1:29, God, on the third day, Christ gave us the seeds. And those seeds were to heal and for food.
Yes, and we're realizing that today. So that's realized today, because you can use it for feed, for livestock. I mean, you can make medicine. Like you said, food can be made from hemp. Paper products, textiles, I mean, molded plastics that's better and stronger. And it also makes good nutritional supplements can come out of it. And you've heard about the hempcrete. The hempcrete.
Oh, yes. I definitely want a house out of that.
Yes, and mainly because, you know, it maintains a constant temperature, and it's fire-resistant. It's very, very fire-resistant.
Fire-resistant, pest-resistant, mold-resistant.
Yes, yes.
All of that, yes.
The fuel, look at it. We were using it for the fuel. That could get us away from all that crap going on in the Middle East. So it's got so many elements in it that can solve so many of our problems, from our diseases, for food, in our products, and also in our construction, and to get us away from that Middle Eastern
And look at the
oil.
Jobs it would create.
Yeah, it would create tons of jobs. I'm in a process now where I'm looking at I'm taking a look at Tennessee's law. What not exactly the law, not exactly what the law is. I just want to look at how their economy is doing since they're using hemp to make the products, the byproducts. Okay, we got another minute left. If I want you to sum up about February the 9th down in Montgomery, what you want the people to know.
Okay, February 9th, we're going to have, we've got an hour, so we're going to be up there, and most people are going to be, like, doing testimonies. I've got a rant that I'm going to be giving out to have people know how we feel about what the government's doing and what they need to step aside and give the doctors permission to do their jobs. Then we're going to stand out on the street down below with our signs and just stand there for a while in protest after our hour is up, down on the streets in front of the state house.
Okay, I'm going to get with you, because I definitely want to broadcast it live like we did the last time. So I'm going to get with you and be talking with you. So I want to, at the same time you're doing that, I want to be broadcasting it live from here, from Yeah. It was great talking to you, and I'm going to be definitely talking with you again.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.